This is St. Louis Public Radio. Dozens of nursing home workers in the St. Louis region have caught the coronavirus. One of them, 58-year-old Cynthia Whitfield, passed away from COVID-19 last month. Whitfield was working at Grand Manor Nursing and Rehabilitation until she became so sick she had to be admitted to the hospital. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen spoke to her daughter, Jasmine Whitfield, who wishes the nursing home had done more to protect her mother.
Jasmine Whitfield used to talk to her mother every day.
My mother, to start off, she was my best friend. She would help anyone. She didn't have to know you.
Whitfield says Cynthia was known for bringing joy to her family and friends, like she did at her most recent birthday party.
She was just like, I just want to have a big old party, just a big old party. So we gathered families and friends. We had a small DJ, and it was just like the smile on her face, like how she enjoyed herself. That's the last memory that like sticks to me.
Cynthia Whitfield was a certified medication technician for about 15 years at Grand Manor Nursing and Rehabilitation near Grand Center. The 58-year-old was fairly healthy and took medication for hypertension. Jasmine says Cynthia took action as soon as the coronavirus began spreading in Missouri.
When the virus first came out, she was scared. She was terrified. She went out, she bought vitamins. She bought N95 masks. She paid $15 a piece for those.
And Cynthia made sure that her four children took precautions, too.
She was just like, here, take a vitamin C package. You have to keep your immune system healthy. Make sure you wash your hands. She bought us all sanitizers. It's like she did it for all her kids. And it was just like she was just really trying to protect herself against getting the virus.
On the second week of April, Cynthia got tested for the coronavirus. She was informed that five people at Grand Manor had tested positive for the virus. Then Cynthia started feeling too sick to work, so she tried to ask for paid sick leave. But her request was denied, and she was asked to still report to work.
She has the body ache. She has the shortness of breath. She's sweating here and there. No appetite. She has all the symptoms. So you still allow her to come back to work, not only to put your patients at risk, but your other staff.
Cynthia was admitted to St. Mary's Hospital on April 14th and was put on a ventilator, so Jasmine could not talk to her. A week later, on the 21st, Jasmine dealt with many calls from doctors and nurses. Cynthia's oxygen levels were very low, so doctors transferred her to Barnes Jewish Hospital. They hooked her up to an ECMO machine to put more oxygen in her blood. That evening, a doctor told Jasmine that Cynthia's heart had stopped and that they needed to give her emergency IV medication. After about an hour, Jasmine called for an update.
The nurse that answered the phone, he said, no one called you. I said, no, it's now 8:50. No one called me. He went on to say, well, I'm sorry. We did everything we could, and your mother didn't make it.
A few days later, Jasmine gathered friends and family at Beckett Park in North St. Louis. They brought balloons to celebrate Cynthia's life.
We all said small things about her. We said a mini prayer, a poem, and we released balloons.
Jasmine says the administrator from Grand Manor attended the ceremony in the park. She had hoped to hear from other staff from the facility, but she didn't. She says the nursing home needed more masks, gloves, and other personal protective equipment for her mother and other workers.
We already know that this virus was very common in the nursing homes. I think they should have already had PPE. Once my mother passed, then that's when the PPE came along. Not before, after.
Now Jasmine is left with regret that she didn't do more while her mother was sick.
I underreacted. I didn't give her enough attention like I should have. Or just like the day she spent along in the hospital. Just like maybe if I was there, I could have been an advocate for her. I could have spoke up. I could have seen this wasn't right.
So she hopes that nursing homes will work harder to protect their workers. Otherwise, they could risk dying from the coronavirus, just like her mother. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis Public Radio tried to reach Grand Manor Nursing and Rehabilitation, but the facility declined to provide a comment for this story.